Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today is a very weird Maundy Thursday. We're not celebrating communion together, but we still hear the words of institution given from Paul. We're not having a stripping of the altar, but we'll still hear the reading of Psalm 22. And we're not having a foot washing, but we've still heard that scene of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Well, we wouldn't have done the foot washing if we were in person together anyway. But still, what do we do with these texts tonight? Right, how do we celebrate Maundy Thursday when you're there and I'm here, and what we're really thinking about is how we can get back together again in person on April 11th? Right, I doubt that these texts from Maundy Thursday are at the front of our minds right now. But how do we connect with these important stories anyway? Well, we connect to them by seeing that we are still participating in the most important part of Maundy Thursday. But I'll get to that in just a moment. Before I get there, though, we need some background on this gospel reading. We need to see why Jesus does what he does here. If we back up to John chapter 11, we see that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, which then led to the plot to kill Jesus. After that scene, we hear about his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which we celebrated last Sunday. Shortly after that, Jesus tells people that he's going to die. But many of them don't believe him. They don't think that's what the Messiah is supposed to do. Then we get the scene of him washing the disciples' feet. So at that moment, on that last night together, both Jesus and the disciples know that he's a wanted man. And none of the disciples want that end to come for him. Right, there was a sense of stability with Jesus. So when he says that he's going to die, they start to wonder how they're going to go on from there. So basically, on that last night together, everything was changing for them. The disciples' expectations of life were getting all messed up now. Jesus wasn't supposed to die, they thought. And then, when they wondered what Jesus was going to do in the midst of it, they get a really big surprise. Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. Now, yes, it was customary to get your feet washed, both as a matter of cleanliness and hospitality, but it was the slave's job to do it. It was certainly not Jesus' job. And so it makes sense then why Peter spoke up against it. Jesus came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Peter did not want Jesus, of all people, to be doing this. Peter did not want things to be going this way. Now, when Jesus told him, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me," Peter then changed his mind and said, Well, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Right? Peter deeply loved Jesus. He wanted to show respect to Jesus. And at first, he thought that meant telling Jesus to get up off the floor. But Jesus reminds him that it's about being served and about doing the serving. It's about putting others before yourself. And so that means on that last night together, the disciples knew about giving up what mattered most to them, whether they wanted to or not. They knew the longing to hold on to Jesus. They knew the feeling of wanting life to just go back to the way it was. But it couldn't be that way anymore. Things were changing. Now, listen to what Jesus said to the disciples. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is where the word monde comes from. It's from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or commandment. So we could really call this day Commandment Thursday. And the commandment is to love one another as Jesus loved us. This is the most important part of Maundy Thursday. This is the part we are still participating in. Even without communion or a stripping of the altar or a foot washing. All of those are just ways of showing Jesus' love for us and our call to share that same love with others. Now, loving one another is not a new commandment, but loving one another like Jesus did, that is definitely new. It is a love that humbles itself. It's a love that gives of itself to all. It's a love that sacrifices itself for others, no matter who they are. Through this last meal together, and through this foot washing, Jesus showed the disciples that he was giving himself up for them. And then he called them to give themselves up for others. He called them to see how they could serve others too. Now, this has always been our call as Christians, to give ourselves for others. But this past year has made us especially aware of that need. And it's given us new chances to do it. For example, maybe you are serving others through the simple act of wearing a mask when you're out in public. Or maybe it's about doing that terrifying thing of picking up the phone and calling someone. Or maybe it's about those who are on the front lines, who literally risk their lives for the sake of those they serve. And now, as we anticipate slowly getting back together starting on April 11th, we will be given new ways to reach out to others, both within the congregation and within the world. And so, yeah, this Maundy Thursday does feel kind of weird. Even though we aren't doing the typical Monday, Thursday service things tonight, we do still have Jesus' love. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end, as the gospel says. And whether it's first century Galilee or 21st century America, whether it's the disciples gathered with Jesus on that last night, or us gathered together online or in person, the love of Jesus still remains. This is the love that he showed us on the cross, and it's the love that we can then pass on to others today. When all else is stripped away, when the familiar things are gone, when life is changing, the love of Jesus still remains, both for us and through us. That's the most important part of Maundy Thursday. So maybe this Maundy Thursday really isn't so strange after. In the name of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord.